This is Wild About Utah.
Just outside Moab, between the cold, fast-flowing water of the Colorado River and the slow, warmer waters of the Matheson Wetland Preserve, stands a newly constructed escape passage for the endangered razorback sucker larvae. The fish nursery passage was built to provide the newly hatched razorbacks a way to escape the appetites of the large predators in the Colorado River. The tiny noodle-like larvae enter the passage, swim through the screen, which holds the predators back, then live a peaceful few months in the safe, nutrient-rich water of the preserve. The larvae will stay in the Matheson Wetland Preserve during the summer to grow and gain strength. When the water levels drop, the razorback young will be moved back into the Colorado River when they are much larger and have a better chance of survival. The razorback sucker has lived in the Colorado River for thousands of years and has adapted to Utah's warm, turbid desert waters and rivers. But during the 20th century, the razorbacks faced two great threats. First, the growing population of non-native predator fish that consume the razorbacks, and then the changing flow regime in the Colorado River Basin due to increasing water demand and development. These two threats decrease the razorback's ability to maintain a sustainable population, which eventually led to the listing of the sucker as a federally endangered species. Katie Creighton, the Native's Aquatics Project Leader with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, said, "In the upper basin of the Colorado River, we saw a pretty significant decline in the population numbers in the mid-90s, which prompted stocking. We began to augment the populations with fish we reared in the hatcheries. For 30 years, managers stocked razorback in the Colorado River. Then in 2008, they began noticing an increase in adult razorback numbers and detecting spawning aggregations, which prompted managers to begin tracking reproduction." Creighton explains, "We went into the rivers around Moab, in the Green and the Colorado River, and set larval light traps to determine whether or not these fish were successfully spawning. The light traps collected a promising amount of razorback larvae in both the Green and Colorado rivers. Managers could now say the razorbacks do well as stocked adults, they reproduce in the wild, and their eggs hatch successfully. The question left unresolved is why the young of the year are not surviving. Unraveling the bottleneck between when the razorbacks hatch and when they become adults has become the new focus for managers." This is where the Matheson Wetlands Project came in. Utah Division of Wildlife Resources partnered with the Natural Conservancy to build the fish nursery. Creighton said, "The main goal of this project is to get the razorback suckers off the endangered species list, to recover them to a self-sustaining population that can maintain their numbers without stocking. It's a pretty ambitious goal, especially because we have to do it in the face of continued water use and water development. The recovery program is not battling or trying to stop water development. Its goal is simply to recover these species in the face of what is currently happening with water use." Vedra Booty, professor in the Watershed Sciences Department at USU and unit leader for the U.S. Geological Survey Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit, said, "The razorback sucker has intrinsic value to the Colorado River system, is a critical member of the ecosystem, and deserves every effort for recovery."
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
This is Shauna Levitt, and I'm Wild About Utah.